Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Midnight Amen edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and I want you to think of this less like making a loop, and more like building a DJ tool that can live in a real set. This is an advanced drum and bass intro drive, dark, functional, and full of tension. The goal is to create something that feels like it belongs in that late night zone, where the mix is doing the heavy lifting and the bass line is carrying the mood. Not a flashy lead-in, not a filler intro. A proper selector-friendly front end that can sit under a previous tune, hold its own, and still point toward a bigger drop later on. We're working in the bass lines area here, so the bass is the spine of the whole arrangement. That means we need to get the low end right first, then build movement around it with restraint. A lot of people make the mistake of stacking too much too early. In dark DNB, especially Amen-influenced stuff, the power comes from control. Weight, space, and phrasing matter more than constant sound. First, set your project tempo to around 174 BPM. That's a strong default for modern drum and bass, and it gives the intro the right kind of urgency. If you want a slightly more jungle-leaning feel, you can back that off a touch, but for this lesson, 174 is a clean starting point. Now decide the length. You've got two good options, 16 bars if you want a tight DJ intro, or 32 bars if you want a slower burn. I usually recommend starting with 16 bars, because it forces you to make every phrase count. Add a marker at bar 17, so you've got a clear sense of where the drop would land later. Even if you're only building the intro now, you want the arrangement to feel like it's moving towards something. Before you write any sound, get organized. Group your drums, bass, FX, and atmosphere into separate tracks or folders. Color code them if that helps you stay fast. If you want, drop in a reference track on a muted audio lane. That's a good habit in this style, because it helps you compare low-end density, arrangement weight, and tension over time. In drum and bass, clarity at the session level translates directly into clarity in the groove. Now we start with the sub. Load up operator or wave-eatable on a MIDI track for a clean, club-safe sub. Operator is perfect. Keep it simple. Use a sine wave, keep the filter neutral or off, and shape the amplitude with a short attack, full sustain, and a short release. Nothing fancy yet. We are building the foundation, and the foundation needs to feel solid before it feels clever. Write a simple bass phrase using just three or four notes. Don't overplay it. The sub in a Midnight Amen edit should feel phrased, not busy. Think in terms of root notes, a nearby passing note, and maybe one pickup note that leads back into the groove. A strong pattern might hold the root on bar 1, give a little pickup at the end, then leave a small pocket of silence before answering on the next bar. That kind of phrasing creates tension, without clutter. Keep the sub fairly controlled in level. Before any processing, aim for peaks somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. That gives you room to shape the rest of the mix later. And if you want the notes to connect a little more, add a very subtle glide or portamento, just enough to make the line breathe. Here's the key idea. The sub should feel musical, but not overly active. If it's too constant, the drums lose room to punch. If it's too empty, the intro loses identity. So you want that sweet spot where the bass line feels like it's speaking in short, deliberate phrases. Now let's build the movement layer. Create a second bass track for the mid-bass. This is where the Reese character comes in. You can use wave-eatable, analog, or even operator with detuned oscillators if you want a more stripped-down flavor. Start with two saw or square-style oscillators, detune them lightly, and keep the stereo width under control. We want texture, not a giant washed-out spread. Set a low-pass filter somewhere in the rough zone of 120 to 300 Hz depending on how much mid-content you want. Then add a touch of drive or saturation. A little movement from an LFO on the cutoff can work nicely, but keep it subtle. This is not meant to wobble all over the place. It should feel like it's leaning forward, almost breathing under the break. A good trick here is to think of the mid-bass as the answer to the sub. If the sub lands on beat 1, let the Reese hit on an offbeat or a slightly later division. That gives you call and response without filling every gap. You want the listener to feel the line moving, but not to hear every single layer shouting for attention. If the sound feels too polished, rough it up a little. Dark DNB often benefits from a slightly uneven texture in the mid-range. A clean synth can work, but if it's too glossy, it may lose the grit that makes the intro feel underground. Now bring in the Amen DNA. You can use an actual Amen break, or build something inspired by it in drum rock and simpler. If you want more control, slice the break to a new MIDI track and rebuild the pattern yourself. That gives you the ability to place ghost notes, shift hits slightly, and make the groove feel more like a real performance than a loop. Focus on the details. Kick and snare punctuation. Tiny hat fragments. ghost notes that imply motion, a few classic Amen-style cuts that suggest momentum without turning every bar into a fill. That's important. We're not trying to make a novelty break edit. We're using the break as pressure, like a locomotive under the bass line. If you need more glue, put a little drum bus on the break group. Keep the drive modest, keep boom restrained, and use transient shaping just enough to sharpen the hits. Then use EQ8 to carve out mud in the low mids, especially around 200 to 400 HE if the break is stepping on the bass. And if the break is carrying too much stereo information, tighten it with utility or keep the low end mono from the start. At this stage, the intro should have three things working together: the sub, the mid bass, and the break, but they shouldn't all be full power all the time. That's where a lot of producers go wrong. In advanced ENB, the real quality comes from micro edits. A note shortened by a 16th, a ghost snare nudged a touch early, one bass hit muted every two bars. Those tiny moves are what make the whole thing feel intentional. Now start shaping the conversation between the drums and the bass. This is where the intro starts to feel like a real DJ-ready section. Leave a gap after a snare so the bass can answer. Let a bass note come in just before a drum accent to create anticipation. Add short stabs or little pickups at phrase boundaries, like bars 4, 8, 12, or 16 if you're working in a 16-bar structure. A strong structure might look like this. The first four bars are sparse, with sub and a light break. Bars 5 through 8 bring in more Reese movement and clearer Amen ghost hits. Bars 9 through 12 can introduce a pre-drop effects move or a small reverse hit. Then the final four bars tighten the energy and strip something away, so the eventual drop has somewhere to go. That tension curve is everything. If you open everything up immediately, there is nowhere left to build. In darker styles, a lot of the power comes from controlled automation. Slowly open the bass filter across 8 bars. Add a sharper lift in the final two bars. Maybe bring up the Reese width a little, or increase the send into a short delay or reverb throw. Just don't drown the low end. The intro should feel like it's moving, not melting. Now add atmosphere and transition effects, but keep them disciplined. Use Ableton stock tools like echo, reverb, auto filter, and maybe Corpus if you want a metallic edge on a hit. You can add a low drone or a subtle noise bed tucked under the intro, or a reverse cymbal leading into a phrase change. If you want a more underground feel, resample a short bass texture or an FX hit, then process it again. That slightly broken, imperfect edge can make the whole thing feel more alive. A good rule here is to high-pass most FX pretty aggressively. If the sound isn't the bass, it probably doesn't need low frequencies. Keep the reverbs short and dark. Use pre-delay so the transient stays sharp. You want atmosphere, not wash. Now let's talk mix. This kind of intro can get crowded fast, because the break, the bass, and the FX are all competing in the same area. So keep checking the low end. The sub should stay mono. The bass should have weight, but not dominate below 100 HZ. The drums should cut through without making the whole intro harsh. Use EQ8 on non-bass layers to remove unnecessary low frequencies. Use utility where needed to keep stereo under control. And don't crush the master. Leave headroom. Something around minus 6 dB peak while you're building is a sensible target. If you want extra density, use saturation on the mid-bass, not the sub. Parallel distortion can work really well here. One clean lane, one dirtier lane, blended together until the bass gains attitude without losing note definition. That's a very DNB move. Keep the sub clean, keep the Reese dirty, and let the drums glue the two together. Now think like a selector. The intro has to be mixable. It needs a clear pulse, predictable phrase changes, and enough space for another tune to come in on top of it. The listener should feel the energy rising, but the drop should still feel like it's being withheld. That restraint is part of the drama. For the last 2 to 4 bars, thin things out a bit. Remove one bass layer for contrast. Add a short fill or turnaround. Open the filter a touch faster. Leave a tail or pickup that would hand cleanly into the drop. That kind of ending is what makes the intro useful in a real set. If you're building this as a performance tool, export two versions when you're done. One clean intro edit, and one fuller arrangement version. That gives you flexibility later without having to rebuild the whole idea. Before you wrap, here are a few advanced habits worth keeping in mind. Use velocity on your MIDI notes, especially for ghost hits and percussion. Even small changes in velocity can make the intro breathe more naturally. Don't let every layer start at full intensity. A stronger approach is to establish the sub first, then reveal the movement layer, then add transient detail, and only then widen or brighten the texture. Also, always check the intro quietly. Low monitoring volume is a great test. If the groove and bass identity still read at low volume, it will usually translate well in a DJ booth. If it disappears, the arrangement may be relying too much on volume rather than structure. And if the whole thing starts to feel too clean, back off the polish a little. Dark DNB often sounds better when there's a touch of roughness in the break and some bite in the midrange. Perfect is not always powerful. So here's the workflow in plain terms. Set the tempo, build a simple sub-phrase, add a restrained Reese layer, bring in an amen break with ghost movement, shape the call and response, automate tension over phrase lengths, keep the low end clean and mono, and finish the intro so it feels like a DJ can actually use it.